Peters reporting residents across the Deep South are experiencing the novelty of measurable snow.
Florida State University students in Tallahassee as snow began to fall in the Sunshine State for the first time since 1989.
I didn't think it was going to actually happen.
In Brunswick, Georgia, Terry Frazier was using one of those plastic store cards to scrape snow off her car windshield.
Actually, it's not too bad.
In Houston, Texas and Montgomery, Alabama, kids were using laundry baskets and good old cardboard to go sledding. And in New Orleans,
y'all come on in. We got the heater blaster.
Sydney Gisclair made it to work at a Bourbon Street restaurant by walking.
Correspondent Julie Walker reporting. It's a different story out in California, where evacuations are being carried out north of Los Angeles as a wind-whipped fire is burning. The Hughes Fire broke out late Wednesday morning and quickly burned through hundreds of acres of trees and brush, setting up a huge plume of dark smoke near the Lake Castaic area. The fire comes as parched Southern California could get some badly needed rain this weekend. President Trump has pardoned a major drug dealer who was serving a life prison sentence.
Delivering on a campaign promise he made at the Libertarian Party National Convention, the president signed a full and unconditional pardon for Ross Ulbricht. He was the founder of Silk Road, an underground website for selling hundreds of millions of dollars in illegal drugs. Mr. Trump called Ulbricht's prison sentence ridiculous and described government prosecutors in the case as scum and lunatics. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, another good day as the Dow was up by 130 points. The Nasdaq rose 252. The S&P 500 advanced by 37. This is SRN News. An Indiana teacher goes before a federal appeals court.
The Seventh Circuit is considering whether or not the Brownsburg Community School Corporation was within its rights to fire John Kluge because he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. He's being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel David Cortman says, quote, Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act requires the government to accommodate its employees' freedom to live and work according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Syria begins recovering from 50 years of autocratic rule by the Assad family, an international envoy says Christians want their rights and freedoms to be preserved under a new constitutional settlement. Selena Shambos is the newly appointed special envoy for Christian communities and minorities in the Middle East. She says religious leaders in Syria are expressing a strong sense of patriotism. SRN News. Federal officials have identified the remains of a U.S. Air Force pilot from Wisconsin.
The pilot went missing in Vietnam nearly 60 years ago. The Defense POW MIA accounting agency positively identified the remains of U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Donald W. Downing of Columbus. Downing was piloting an F-4C Phantom II aircraft during a night mission over the then Democratic Republic of Vietnam in September 1967 when his plane disappeared. A recovery team discovered aircraft wreckage and bone tissue in 2024. DNA testing identified Downing. John Scott reporting.
Michigan State Police will be required to destroy guns collected during community buybacks. It's part of a new law. State police acknowledged that a previous disposal method destroyed only the frame or receiver of the firearm. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.